you know, the danger factor was a major issue here. Deming, you know, it, I think it really was. I think the fear for the GAA was that, you know, this would actually be changed when somebody got seriously injured. I think they've moved. Now, I still do think that, you know, in principle, they have done the right thing. And this is what I would have argued for all along, that, you know, if you want to propel the ball forward like Anthony Nash or like TJ Reid or like anybody else, that, you know, you do strike it from the 20-metre line because, you know, the power of that ball is travelling from, like, even in the league quarter-final against Tip, like, Nash propelled it into 12 metres, like, you know, like if that ball hits you like in the wrong place, like if it hits you in the throat, like you literally could be killed. Mm. Now, I still think that the GAA have maybe missed a little bit of a beat in terms of, you know, like the, you know, obviously the big thing for penalties and for 20 meter frees is that, you know, is a deterrent for you know, you don't want to be conceding those. But you know, I would feel now that okay, it's still 20 meters. Like there's not a whole lot of guys like Nash around that can really, you know, like if Nash connects properly from 20 meters, you know, he'd be still pretty confident of scoring. Like, but you know, maybe defenders and goalies will say, now, well, okay, if he's a strike from 20 meters, let's pack the goals of 12 players. You know, we'd be pretty confident of saving that. Like, so you know, you could have, like, Nash, in fairness to him, you know, raised that point back last December when he said that, you know, changing the rule in that regard could lead to more cynical play. And you know, I think that is, that's a possibility now. But I do think, look at the central basis of changing this rule, Damien, was safety, because you know, it really, really was dangerous. I don't actually think people realise how fast that ball is travelling. Like, you're talking about 140 kilometres an hour. You know?
I was going to ask you, as a man who I was going to say, I won't say stupid enough, but was crazy or brave enough to stand on goal lines for incidents like that. Any incidents that you saw over the years or suffered yourself that would bring it home to us just the reality of the situation that, you know, guys are facing on a week-to-week basis?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose, like, the other side of this argument is you could say, well, look at, you know, goalies are routinely faced with these dangers every day they go out. Like, a guy can come in from 7 or 8 yards and absolutely, you know, pile drive a ball and nearly take the head off you, okay? But I suppose, you know, the difference in that and the rule as it stands is, like, you know, that, well, there's an anomaly in the rule. But, you know, the rule, like, supposedly, you know, rule 416A, you know, supposedly precludes any player from defending a 20-metre free or penalty from even within 20 metres. So, like, you know, the rule was there, it just wasn't being applied. And from a goalkeeper's point of view, was, you know, like you could argue with Stephen O'Keefe last week, which, you know, is an unbelievable level of bravery from a first class keeper. But, you know, his argument would be, well, look at, if the rule is being broken, well, you know, why can't we do what, you know, we need to do to stop that ball or to, you know, to deal with it. But regarding your initial question, I remember, like, there back, was it in 2009, it was Pat Horgan took a penalty, and like Brendan Cummins, I think, you know, he just got the hurley up and it hit him on the forehead, like, and, you know, he had to go off that day, blinding headache. And you could argue, you know, I remember there was a qualifier between Clare and Limerick 2 years ago. You know, Nicky Craig got a Tony Kelly 20 metre free, hit him into the chin. He got, I think it was 5 or 6 stitches. And, you know, Nicky said, like, he was wondering if that ball was, you know, a few inches lower and it hit him into the windpipe. But then, you know, like, what could have happened? And I do think, like, I don't really think, Damien, that people realise like, the power that ball is travelling. If you go back to the draw in the Ireland final last year, the goal Anthony Nash scored, and, you know, you have to give Nash great credit for what, you know, the skill he perfected. But, like, if you look at the power, like, I'd love to have tried to actually record the pace that ball was going, because I never saw a ball struck as fast. And really, if that ball hits you, you know, you're in serious danger if it hits you in the wrong place.
On the whole issue, and again, it keeps coming back to Anthony Nash and the Nash rule, and, you know, there are some people in some quarters, and I don't necessarily think it's a county board thing, have tried to come out almost in a way to spin this as the world against Cork over the last couple of weeks. The personalisation of it is probably somewhat unfair on Nash, because he has almost perfected it as an art, and very often in any sport, you push the laws of the game, the rules of the game, to the very boundaries of their existence if it's going to give you a benefit.
Absolutely. And in fairness to Nash, you know, you are right, Damien, in that, you know, there is an awful lot of focus on him, and maybe it's, you know, putting a little bit of extra pressure on him that he doesn't really need. But I think, look at that, I suppose, really, the focus was on Nash, given, you know, the level he had taken it to last year. But and I think, you know, maybe when Cork objected to this, you know, or raised concerns around the time of Congress, and it was, you know, put on the back burner, I suppose it was primarily felt that, okay, well, Why punish Nash? But I think if you look at the league, right, and if you looked at, there was definitely a copycat trend in the league. So you look at TJ Reid, you know, Owen Riley, the leash keeper, like Clare had, and now Clare been practicing it. Shane Dowling has been trying to perfect it a bit. Seamus Callanan, like, you know, Wexford played chip in a challenge prior to the championship. Callanan took a 20 metre free that he brought into the 13 metre line. So like everybody was doing it. And I do think like that, you know, maybe the GA felt that, okay, well, this is a Cork issue. Cork raised objections. They didn't maybe want to punish Cork, but you know, the copycat trend is there, and everybody's at it. Like every, even young lads in underage games are at it. So I do think like that, you know, the bottom line is the rule was being broken, and you know, you can't argue that, okay, well, why let the rules let the rule be okay for one side and not be okay for the other side.